right, welcome to Stranded. We're back for another week of Australian and Canadian independent music. For the next hour, my name is Matt. Stay tuned for the second half of the show. We have great Canadian music, including a new track from Gal Grusin from Vancouver. He has a brand new full-length out called Fantasy Gardens. I will squeeze in another Chris-erific track too from his new record Treats. And in the Australian part of the show, I'm going to introduce you to an acclaimed singer-songwriter that I've just discovered. His name is Michael War. He's a school teacher and a very well-regarded songwriter. We're going to start out with Brother Brick. So we played a track from them last week. They feature one of the members of A Wollongong Tumbleweed. I did make a mistake. There's two brothers in Tumbleweed, Lenny and Jay Curley, and I thought it was Lenny that was a member of A Brother Brick, but it's actually Jay, the bass player. Well, I should say were. The band was active from 1991 till 2000. They formed in 1991 in Sydney, led by Stuart Cunningham, and they put out a number of 7-inch singles and one full-length. And they so featured members of the Proton Energy Pills, which morphed into Tumbleweed. And of course, Jay Curley played bass in Tumbleweed, Proton Energy Pills, and then and of course Brother Brick. So I'm going to play for you three tracks from this band from a compilation I found called Stranded in the 90s in the studio recordings. So we'll start out with a track called Chiquito Roll. Here is Brother Brick from New South Wales, no longer with us.
I took you to the moon, girl. Yeah. suicide, make it through tonight. It's beyond my hands, and that makes it alright. That makes it.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
This is Stranded. So we started off the show there with three tracks from Sydney band Brother Brick. They were around between the years of 1991 and 2000. There's a compilation I found online called Stranded in the 90s, the studio recordings. We heard their Chiquita Roll, See You Tonight and Beyond My Hands. That's Brother Brick, led by Stuart Cunningham. Also featured on bass there, Jason Curley, who was a member of Tumbleweed. And he sadly passed away recently. So new Australian music now. Here's a band called HTRK. They're a two-piece from Victoria. And we'll play a track from their new record called Venus in Leo. The track's going to be called New Year's Day. Then we'll switch over to New Zealand, actually, with Whiskey and Wench. They have a record called After. We'll play the title track, and they're described as medieval folk vibes mixed with punk. New Zealand musician magazine describes them as medieval folk vibes mixed with punk to create a series of both upbeat and chill headbangers. And then here's an interesting chap named Michael War. So he was he still is a Melbourne high school teacher and country singer-songwriter, and apparently, like, he just wrote songs on his own privately sometime, you know, as an adult, put the guitar away, didn't touch it for 10 years or so, and then he was sitting around in a circle with friends, and someone encouraged him to play, and people were gobsmacked by the quality of his song. And he ended up recording a debut record in 2016, and he picked up an audience pretty quickly. And for his lyrical approach and fantastic sense of melody. He has a new record out now with a single called This Song Reminds Me, and the record is called The Weir. So I thought I'd play for you that track now. So again, his name is Michael War. Apparently his debut album, What We Might Be, was nominated for a Golden Guitar Award for Best New Talent in 2016. And last year's The Asphalt and the Oval record was named Best Folk and Roots Music Album at the Victoria Music Awards. Okay, this is Stranded. We'll start out with Victorian two-piece HTRK.
Mm-hmm. This song reminds me of being young and partying, fitting in stretch denim jeans, feeling like I could say almost anything to you. This song reminds me of sleeping bags in living rooms, whispers after lots of boys, trying not to lie too loud, make your folks annoyed. I couldn't sing you all of the words, name the band who sang that tune. These are things that you forget, but this song remembers. This song was playing when you and I got really pissed, took my dad's quad bike out, crashed it in an irrigation ditch. We were singing this song, camping on McAllister's banks, drunk again and trying to pitch a tent, daring you to pee on that electric fence. If I couldn't sing you all of the words or name the band who sang that tune, these are things that you forget, but this song remembers. Paul Kelly, Daddy Cool, midnight oil, Aussie crow, weddings and parties, baby animals, Huda gurus, Nick Cave and the birthday party, Bonzie and Diesel, Hackadacka Chisel, Braithwaite Farnham, these songs know. This came on the radio, I was driving home from work, sang all the lyrics wrong, didn't we used to know that song? In between the traffic jams and the life I've planned, I haven't thought of you in a while. Here is a soundtrack to where I've been, I turn it up and I tune back in. Daddy Cool, midnight oil, Aussie crow, weddings and parties, baby animals, Huda gurus, Nick Cave and the birthday party, Bonzie and Deezer, Hackadacka Chisel, Braithwaite Farnham, Middlers, anything, the saints and the church and go. Young party.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And you're listening to a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt, and we are online at austranderradio.com. We're at facebook.com/austranderradio, and you can find us on Twitter at @austranded. So in that set of songs, you heard HTRK from Victoria with New Year's Day from their album Venus and Leo. Then we went to Dunedin, New Zealand with Whiskey and Wench. That's the band name. And we heard the title track from the record After. And then Michael Waugh, an Australian school teacher and masterful songwriter. His latest record is The Weir. And the single, The Song, This Song Reminds Me, is what we heard there. Now let's go to Canada. And Innes Wilson, we've played a track or two of his in the past. He's from Guelph, Ontario. And let's play a track called Two Surfs from his brand new record, The Heart That Holds This Up. And A Tribe Called Red have a cool track out. They've teamed up with Black Bear and El Dusty. The track is called Tano Kumbina. It's a brand new single. And so El Dusty is a Texan DJ and a New Cumbia pioneer. I don't know what New Cumbia is. Must be some style of music. And here in the press release, this song is a reminder that there are no borders for the Indigenous peoples. Canada, the US, Central and South America are filled with distinct nations sharing more than 10,000 years of common history. Being in the Halusi Nation has been about searching the earth for like-minded individuals to join the unity, hence teaming up with Black Bear and El Dusty. And then we'll hear Megan Nash's latest single, Deer Head, featuring Bears and Hazenmoor. Okay, here is Innes Wilson.
7 years ago, so I never had any to put in you, which is only good news since you sang goodbye. Oh, I wish I could be a stranger and pass you on the street with nothing but blank eyes. Oh, I wish I could be a mannequin, the one that our reflections in as we walk.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
I do appreciate you tuning into the show. This is Stranded, Canadian music there. Brand new tracks from Ennis Wilson. The track was Two Surfs, and the record is The Heart That Holds This Up. Ennis is from Guelph, Ontario. And then we heard the brand new A Tribe Called Red single, Tenu Cumbia, featuring Al Dusty and Black Bear. So Al Dusty is from Texas. And then we heard Megan Nash from Saskatchewan with Deerhead. And that track also featured Bears and Hazenmore joining her. Vancouver now. Gal Grassen is a talented songwriter and musician from Vancouver. He has a record out called Fantasy Gardens. And we're going to play for you the track called Arcadia. And then the brilliant Chris Horrific. We played three tracks from his brand new record last week. It's called Treats. Let's play another one. This is track two from the record, Late Night Vietnamese Restaurant. And then Alien Boys, fantastic punk band from Vancouver. Night Danger is their record, and we'll play the title track. And Alien Boys are out on an East Coast tour as we speak, or very soon. This is Gal Grassen with Arcadia.
¶¶ Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest
sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
So in that set of songs you heard, three Vancouver acts. First up, Gal Grassen with Fantasy Gardens. And the track you heard there was Arcadia. And then Chris Horrific with Late Night Vietnamese Restaurant. That is track two off the Treats record. Chris Horrific is, of course, a DJ on CITR Radio in Vancouver. His show is called Parts Unknown, a long-running show. And then Alien Boys, punk band called, well, the record is called Night Danger. And their next Vancouver show is at Eastside Boxing Club on September 28th. It's their East Tour kickoff. Their record was released January of this year, recorded by Jesse Gander at Rain City Studios. Great band featuring one of the members of the Rebel Spell, who are sadly no longer with us. Okay, that's pretty much it for the show. I'm going to leave you with an AC/DC classic now for you. Down Payment Blues from the Power Ridge record, which came out in 1978. I think it's probably my favorite AC/DC album. Speaking of them, we'll probably hear from them sometime in the next year or so. I believe Brian Johnson is actually back on vocals, which is surprising because he was supposedly out forever with hearing damage that was which just made it impossible for him to sing or hear himself. But apparently he's back, and there's been rumors that something has been recorded in Vancouver where they record all their albums. So let's see. In the meantime, here's an older track, Down Payment Blues. This is AC/DC. Bye for now.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansem, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Tilitin, Homasque Mustail.